Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Early springtime, and the strike was on. They drove us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned. We moved into tents up at old Ludlow.
The Ludlow Massacre occurred in a carefully planned attack on a tent colony of strikers by Colorado militiamen, coal company guards, and the Baldwin-Felts Detective Agency that had been brought in to suppress the miners. The so-called detectives brought with them an armored car mounted with machine gun nicknamed the Death Special. Gatling guns were used to fire into the tents as well. When word of the massacre got out, the leaders of organized labor all across Colorado issued a call to arms. According to historian Howard Zinn, the union leaders urged union members to acquire, quote, all the arms and ammunition legally available, unquote. Railroad workers refused to take soldiers from Trinidad to Ludlow. At Colorado Springs, 300 union miners walked off their jobs and headed for the Trinidad District, carrying revolvers, rifles, and shotguns. For 10 days, they attacked and destroyed mines and fought pitched battles with mine guards and the militia along a 40-mile front from Trinidad to Walsenburg. In desperation, the governor of Colorado asked for federal troops to restore order, and Woodrow Wilson complied. This conflict, called the Colorado Coalfield War, was the most violent labor conflict in U.S. history. The reported death toll ranged from 69 in the Colorado government report to 199 in the investigation ordered by John D. Rockefeller. Over 400 strikers were arrested, 332 of whom were indicted for murder. Only one man, John Lawson, leader of the strike, was convicted of murder, and that verdict was eventually overturned by the Colorado Supreme Court. The United Mine Workers eventually bought the site of the Ludlow Tent Colony in 1916. 2 years later, they erected the Ludlow Monument to commemorate those who had died during the strike. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.